Hey John.
Hello.
Hey, this is Gabe by Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm doing good. Still raining here.
Still raining. Gee, when's it gonna end?
I don't know.
Is it?
They say that it's gonna rain through tomorrow, and then next week they're showing that we
Hmm.
can go to work.
Okay,
So
there you go.
it
All
sounds
righty.
good for next week.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll Yeah, it's crazy all the flooding going on down there.
Yeah, I'm telling you,
Nuts.
it's supposed to be a dry state,
Have you seen anything like that
man,
since you live there?
last year was the first part of the year was the same thing. We just got flooded out till about June, and then it quit. And we had a good second half year, but the first part of the year was just a rainy deal. But it's that they call it the Niño.
Nino weather.
Y'all sent it to us from California, and it's so anyway. But anyhow, how's things going on your end?
Yeah, it's going all right. So we're working on your file over here. It looks like we're going to actually need a little bit more from your bank statements. You had only seen that first page, and we don't need to see like all the actual physical copies of the checks, but we just need to see that like the checks that were written and then the rest of the statement, excluding like the written checks, like the actual pictures of the checks. So do you think you could get those over to me here? Fax those over?
Let me pull those back out. I've refiled them back in there again, but let me get them out again.
Yeah, sorry about that. I tried
And
to pass them through and just see if they could just use that what we had, and they requested more, so I couldn't really do much about it.
it'll show each check, not the printout looking part of it, but the like check one through whatever. And
Gotcha.
it's on there. So
Yeah, so
anyway, when I got to the office this morning, I had two calls. I get these calls or these letters all the time, and I'm not real sure why they're doing that. But let me tell you something here and see what you could tell me.
Yeah, no problem.
It says, based on your business borrowing history as reflected in the U.S. UCC filing data, and we'd like to offer you up to $250,000 working capital or equipment loan. And then I got a call. I got a call yesterday from RADIX Lending Group. It says financing tool offered for customers. Then I got another one yesterday, Billy Cruz of MCA Financials, calling about cash advance program. Want to know if you're interested? I get these things all the time, and I'm
Yeah,
not
it's weird.
sure why they're picking me out.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that that is weird. I haven't heard of either of those companies. Maybe they just started up or
Well, like Swift Capital, they sent me out a deal, and
a lot of my customers say that like Swift sends them stuff like a few times a month. I'm like, well, why are they wasting so much
oh
paper?
gosh, yeah. Well, I got two yesterday, and I get at a faxing or something, and I get at least four, five, six a week, and I'm not real sure, what. Anyway, I don't even know what your UCC filing data is.
Yeah, so what that is, John, is it's basically like public information there. So let's
Okay,
say,
yeah.
we extend mail to people that have like some relationship with a bank. So we saw as far as a UCC filing, it's Universal Commercial Code filed with First United Bank and Trust. I'm not sure if you work with them or maybe
Yeah,
inquired
that's
with
our
them.
bank. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. That's who you banking with. Yeah, so. That's why we had extended the offer. So
Okay.
a lot of people extend the offers based on that. And also, people want to lend money to you because you have, good credit and a solid business. So that's really what it
Right.
comes down to,
Okay. Well, I just, at first I was a little leery of all this stuff because I'm sending out a whole bunch of literature that somebody could come in and drag my bank account down. In fact, I had
Yeah.
a about 6 months ago, I guess it was, I noticed a $15,000 withdrawal on there. And so I called my bank up, you know, and I said, boy, I know I didn't write a check for $15,000. And it was an auto debit out of it. And so they looked through it, and they never did tell me what it was, but they put my money back in the bank.
Oh, that's so good.
I was really leery, you know, when I'm getting these things. I thought, well, maybe that's a bunch of scams going around here. And
yeah, I would be careful. And, I haven't really – a couple of those companies you mentioned, I would be careful with, like, the companies that are just popping up. We've been around for, like, 13 years, so, you know, we're not going anywhere. We have a reputation to – but, yeah, there are a lot of these companies just popping up. Like, two of them you just named that I just, you know, haven't heard of. But, yeah, it's scary when that happens. I was checking my my credit card a couple months back, and there was, like, a large purchase at Forever 21, like the girls' shopping store. And I'm and my credit card's sitting in my pocket. I'm like, I know that I'm, you know, I know I didn't buy anything from Forever 21 for a couple hundred bucks. So I had to deal with that. It's just, it's not a good feeling, but they took care of it. So
yeah, 7 years ago, I was on a job, and they said, well, there's somebody trying to use your gas card right now, and they're punching in the wrong zip code. And I said, well, they can't be using my card because I got it right here in my pocket. I looked to see, you know.
Yeah,
I got it right here. I know I done.
That's scary.
It's not
though.
Mine, so they put a stop to that, you know, and then canceled my card and sent me another one. But I don't know what people. I don't know how they did it. I don't know how they did it.
It's scary when you know it's scary when that type of stuff happens because.
Yeah, I'm thinking, gosh, what's going on? But I was a little leery when I was getting all them these invitations for for operating capital. And, you know, I didn't have to put up any collateral. And I'm thinking, you know, but it's, you know, credit cards, they'll do that all the time. So,
yeah, exactly.
I thought, well, you know, maybe it's a good thing here. But, okay, well, I'll get that to you. I'm away from the shop right now, but it won't be long before I'll be back and I'll get that thing done for you.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'll follow up with you after you send it over just to make sure we got everything and we're ready to move forward with it. All righty.
Sounds good.
All right, John. We'll talk later in the day.
Thank you.
All right, take care, buddy. You got it. Take care, bud.